How much is too much? Often when we are devoted to God, we are accused of being extreme, of going too far, of suffering too much for our Lord. In today's Purgatory Story, we explore this topic. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. If you are new, please subscribe and hit the like button. And if you would like to support this channel in any way, check out the many ways that you can do that down below in the description. In this channel, we explore all things Catholic, and we have a special devotion to Purgatory, to the Blessed Mother, and to the Eucharist. So, despite the fact that we see in our modern world many examples of being extreme, such as sports, work, finances, business, where people go all out, sacrificing everything to make more money, to win gold medals, to break world records, to do all types of crazy things. But then when it comes to the spiritual world, we're accused of being fanatics. And to me, that seems like hypocrisy. Well, we learn in today's Purgatory Story just how far God can sometimes call someone to suffer on behalf of the souls in purgatory. Let us relate another example of the interior consolations and mysterious contentment which the souls experience in the midst of the most excruciating sufferings. We find it in the life of St. Catherine of Ricci, a religious of the Order of St. Dominic who died in the convent of Prato, February 2nd, 1590. This servant of God cherished so great a devotion towards the souls in purgatory that she suffered in their place on earth that which they had to endure in the other world. Among others, she delivered from the expiatory flames the soul of a prince and suffered the most frightful torments in his place for 40 days. This prince, whose name is not mentioned in history, in consideration no doubt of his family, had led a worldly life, and the saint offered many prayers, fasts, and penances that God would enlighten him as the condition of his soul and that he might not be condemned. God vouchsafed to hear her, and the unfortunate prince before his death gave evident proofs of a sincere conversion. He died in good sentiments and went to purgatory. Catherine learned this by divine revelation in prayer and offered herself to satisfy divine justice for that soul. Our Lord accepted the charitable exchange, received the soul of the prince into glory, and subjected Catherine to pains entirely strange to her for the space of 40 days. She was seized with a malady which, according to the judgment of the physicians, was not natural and can neither be cured nor relieved. According to the testimony of eyewitnesses, the body of the saint was covered with blisters, filled with humor and inflammation, like water boiling upon the fire. This occasioned such heat that her cell was like an oven and seemed filled with fire. It was impossible to remain there for a few moments without going outside to breathe. It was evident that the flesh of the patient was boiling, and her tongue resembled a piece of red-hot metal. At intervals, the inflammation ceased. Then the flesh appeared roasted, but soon the blisters arose again and sent forth the same heat. Nevertheless, in the midst of this torture, the saint did not lose the serenity of her countenance, nor the peace of her soul. She seemed to rejoice in her torments. Her suffering sometimes increased to such a degree that she lost her speech for 10 or 12 minutes. When her sister, religious, told her that she seemed to be on fire, she replied simply, "Yes," without adding anything more. When they represented to her that she carried her zeal too far, that she ought not to ask of God such excessive suffering, "Pardon me, my dear sisters," she said to them, "if I answer you. Jesus has so much love for souls that all we do for their salvation is infinitely agreeable to him. That is why I gladly endure any pain whatsoever it may be, as well for the conversion of sinners as for the deliverance of the souls detained in purgatory." The 40 days having expired, Catherine returned to her ordinary state. The relations of the prince asked where the soul was. "Have no fear," she replied. "His soul is in the enjoyment of eternal glory." It was thus known that it was for his soul that she had suffered so much. This example teaches us many things, but we have cited it to show that the greatest sufferings are not incompatible with interior peace. Our saint, while visibly enduring the pains of purgatory, enjoyed an admirable peace and a superhuman contentment. So, my friends, perhaps sometimes you ask, have we gone too far? Have we focused too much on purgatory? Have we talked about it too much? Have we suffered too much for the souls in purgatory? And the clear answer to these questions is no, not at all. We have only begun to work for them. We have only begun to make videos for them, to spread knowledge of them so that people may believe and pray for them. So be inspired to suffer still more for them, because you relieve their suffering, but you also gain for yourself an ever more glorious crown in heaven. And every suffering that you suffer here on earth, I promise you, when you are in heaven, you will not have regretted it. Rather, you will regret not having suffered more for them and more for the glory of Jesus Christ. My friends, God bless you. Thank you to all of you that support this channel, and I will see you in the next video.